USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is signaling it will likely raise rates in March, the first hike in 3 years. As far as what those rate hikes mean to you, Mark Zandi is a chief economist with Moody Analytics. He tells CNN,
the higher rates, you know, they will start to bite. You know, already we're seeing the impact on mortgage rates. You know, if you go back a month ago, you could get a 30-year fixed-rate loan, that's kind of the bread-and-butter loan, for less than 3%, record low. Now it's 3.6, 3.7%, which is incredibly low by any standard except the recent period, but that's up a lot, so people can't refinance, and it's going to get harder to buy a home at those mortgage rates. And we're going to see credit card rates start to rise and other consumer auto loan rates start to rise.
New home sales jumping 12% in December. The median price was $377,000. USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mike Lindelvy, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. The 83-year-old was nominated by President Bill Clinton and has been on the court since 1994. As far as if Breyer is being forced out by some of those on the left, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
So I think the idea that Justice Breyer is being forced out by the left, obviously there's pressure from a number of left-leaning groups, and I think even some members of Congress calling on him to, you know, step aside to give President Biden an opportunity to pick a new nominee, especially with the midterm elections coming up. And if it goes in favor with, you know, to Republicans, it could have been held up even longer. But the idea that a Supreme Court justice would be pressured by billboards and some tweets, I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Meanwhile, President Biden saying he'll be glad to talk about that pending retirement once it's made official by Breyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
he's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. Ferguson also telling the NBC affiliate in Boston,
he said, I can't. And then he said to the doctor, are you really going to let me die over a shot?
Americans are continuing to see rising prices for everyday goods and services as inflation concerns increase. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace blames it on the federal government's spending packages since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The spending that we're talking about that we've done over the last years and during COVID, and the Build Back Better, any future spending, the taxes that were in the infrastructure bill, 42 new taxes, all of this is contributing to our inflation woes, and wages cannot keep up.
The Biden administration is blaming inflation on supply chain backlogs and is looking into potential price gouging in certain industries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.